Jersey TV.
For the most part, I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but for the most part, I find that members of the body of Christ also align themselves with the branch of politics that would say, hands off the government. Leave us alone. We don't trust you. See, this is consistent. If you reject big religion, which all of you do, the tendency is to also reject big government. That's good. The real anomaly to me is those in the body of Christ who, although they distrust organized religion, they trust organized government. Now, I'm still your friend out there. Don't get me wrong. I just find it strange. I don't get it. They reject one set of lies, but embrace another nearly identical set of lies. We're here to help you. That's the lie. Organized religion. We're here to help you. Organized government. We're here to help you. They distrust the one and trust the other. It's anomalous to me. And by the way, it's no coincidence that many leftists are atheists. Oh, did I say that? Well, I did. This is Martin Zender, and I went long yesterday. I had a lot to say. I wanted to say it all in one show, but I realized it was going too long. And I know, you look at the video and you see 40 minutes. Like, I think I'm on the line there. I think I'm good. Definitely for the hardcore out there. I know a lot of you say, man, we love your long videos. Okay, well, that one was right in your wheelhouse yesterday. Neither the political nor the religious left want you believing in God. You must only believe in the small g God that they set before you. Yeah, dance around this calf, suckers. We made this calf, now dance. Actually, it's the priesthood principle in both cases, political and religious. The lust for priesthood, to be the agent. You can't get this boon or this product without us. You must go through us. You must jump through our hoops, blah, blah. Religion insinuates itself into marriage, for instance. Government insinuates itself into business, for instance. None of this is good. Oh, the deception of elitism. I have a friend whose offspring actually declared when asked, how do you see yourself? I'm an elitist. To actually admit that, it's amazing. What honesty? In other words, I think I'm way better than everybody else. I don't know if that was just politically or religiously. I don't know. But the lie, the centralized power can decide what's best for everyone. As I said yesterday, one size fits all. Even the lives of people far outside its circle, it just doesn't work. Inherent in this is the idea, again, that one is superior to other people. You see yourself as being better able to decide for other people what's good for them. Certainly, Catholic priests think they're superior to the commoners. Oh boy, do they carry that lie across. You quiver, you quake when that priest comes down the aisle with all the pomp and ceremony and the word of God going before. And as they ascend onto the pulpit, to the lectern, and read one of the four accounts. You're to shut up. Don't look at your own Bibles. No, just place your eyes upon the priest. Oh, yeah, they're superior to the commoners, for sure, to the lower caste. Yeah, pastors, too. Now, pastors are no exception, just not as obvious. And bureaucrats in the political sphere, with rare exception, believe themselves to be superior to the rabble, the commoners, the hoi polloi. In this country, the United States, for some reason, the leftists here tend to congregate on the coasts. I don't know what it is about salt water that Fs with these people's heads. I don't know what it is, but they are completely sure that people in the middle of the country are idiots who could not possibly know what's good for them. Just a pack of idiots, a bunch of rubes. Flyover country, they call it, right? Religionists think the same thing. The leaders of organized religion are convinced that you, with no formal training, are a spiritual idiot You would be lost without them. Only they can bring you into all truth. Yes, just like the Pharisees. Oh, how did that work out? What truth did the Pharisees have? None. Only deception. What truth do the self-appointed elitists on our coasts have that are somehow ill-affected by salt water? What truth do they have? None. None. Only deception. They not only deceive themselves, but unfortunately, they also deceive hundreds of millions of gullible people. Now I'm going to tell you something about myself personally here, in case you're wondering. I don't care about political personalities. I'm speaking of the political realm now. I'm not a fan of any one politician per se. I don't base things on that. I base things on who will better support and forward my political doctrine.
Man, why are you talking about politics?
Because it has such sway over people, just like religion does, and they're both related. Again, Exhibit A, the Book of Revelation is about politics and religion. There's the throne section of the book, the politics, and the temple section, the religion. All of our, as good as well, let's say, let me say it this way. Some forms of government are better than other forms of government. That must be admitted. Anyone who says all government's the same, I hope that's not you. I hope that's not you. Not all governments are the same. Some are better than others. Would you rather live under Idi Amin or Ronald Reagan? I mean, let's be serious here. However, it's still all human government, and it's going to go, and it's going to be replaced by Jesus Christ's government. But my personal political doctrine, it's pretty simple. And put it in a nutshell, it's this. Leave me the fuck alone. That's my political doctrine. So any politician then who says something like, I'm here to take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it back to the people. Yeah, I'll give that politician a chance to run things and see if they mean it. They have to prove themselves. And I don't care who the politician is. It doesn't matter. It can be the Apprentice guy. It can be Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Adam Sandler, Christie Brinkley. I don't care. Just keep the government out of my life as much as possible. Let me be autonomous as much as possible. And whoever can do that, I'll vote for you. Again, it's not about personality. It's about principle. So obviously, it should go without saying that I believe the same thing in the spiritual realm. This is my spiritual doctrine also when it comes to organized religion. Stay the F out of my life. Christ is my head. I don't need you people with the institutional degrees who think you're better than me. I don't need you in the political sphere. I don't need you Harvard or NYU or Berkeley graduates. Formal education has only made the lot of you. This goes for religion and politics. It's only made the lot of you stupider. Any religious or political organization that would dare inject itself and insinuate itself between me and God, or in politics, between me and my running of my own life, well, go to freaking hell. And I mean that in the literal sense, hell meaning the unseen. Go to the unseen, basically get lost. That's what go to hell really means. People in the Bible probably said go to Hades. It means go to the unseen, get lost, disappear, make like a tree and leave. Yeah, so all you people with your formal educations, your degrees, I'm not impressed. Like I said, formal education only makes you stupider because you get seared into the rut. You get boxed into the box and there's the tape goes around it and you're packaged up and you can't think anymore. To leftists of all stripes, I don't need your regulations. To the religious leftists, I don't need your ceremonies, your Wednesday night convocations, your altar calls, your particular brand of hypnotic music, and I certainly don't need your ideology. I don't need your teaching because it's all false. It's all wrong. Other than that, it's fine. For sure it comes down to a personal relationship with Christ. Like I said yesterday, Christianity says it, but they don't mean it. They want you to have a personal relationship with Christ as long as it includes membership in the institution, which turns out to not be a personal relationship with Christ at all. But of course, the presentation is always a lie. In both instances, religious or political, the presentation is a lie. We care for you. It's a lie. Jesus Christ called it whitewash. Now, one of the most insidious things about both of these organizations is that, well, the political left needs to demolish the family structure. Why? Because they want you sucking on the government teat. They want you relying on the government, not your family. Not your father, no. Not your mother, not your husband, not your wife. Forget about it, no. Your state representative, your president. It's a cult. It's a cult founded on the lie, again, can't say this enough, that it cares for you. I mean, where is George Washington when you need him? Huh? Where's George Washington? The guy couldn't wait to give up the presidency. The U.S. presidency is supposed to be a rotten job. It's supposed to be hard. A rotten job with no pay that you can't wait to get out of. It's supposed to be something you do temporarily because you have a desire to help people. I mean, there's legitimate people in government who really do desire to help people. But most of the time in this country, when they get inside that damn beltway that surrounds Washington, D.C., they somehow get stuck on the power trip. And instead of wanting to help people, they want to preserve their power and they'll do anything to get reelected. That's why all their promises that they made before the elections, they throw out the window. They may actually have meant them, maybe, before. But afterwards, just gotta stay in power. This is too good. I get free haircuts. I get free health care. I get the adulation of the people. I can show up to a party and say that I'm a senator. Or I'm a state representative. Woo! Well, I'm a member of the body of Christ, suckers. How do you think about that? What do you think about that? I don't go around bragging about it. I just am it. The presidency isn't supposed to be the path to fame, power, or privilege. Same with teaching in the body of Christ, my friends. Same with teaching in the body of Christ. We teachers are supposed to be despised, lied about, even beaten. I haven't been beaten yet. Can't say I want to be, but hey, you know, we're not. None of us are supposed to be flying around in private jets. Organized religion, like organized politics, is a cult. It is a cult founded, I don't want to say this again. I can't say this again. I've overplayed it. I just overset it. It's a cult founded on the lie that it cares for you. I'm sorry, I had to say it again. But remember this, and never forget this, and you probably won't, because I hammer it so much. Both leftist politics and leftist organized religion care only about their own power. And Christianity and the government must remove you from the influence of your family. Anything that makes you autonomous or encourages your autonomy has to be destroyed. Destroyed. Let me ask you this. How does political leftism work in practice? Why do so few people ask that question? People tend to give leftists credit for their platitudes and their promises of utopia, while at the same time believing the leftist lie that the other party wants you to die. Here's a good quote. This is just off the cuff, but listen to this. The leftist idea of compassion is how many people they can get on food stamps. The rightists' idea of compassion is how many people they can get off food stamps. Think about that one. So if you want to know how leftism works, just look at the cities in the United States of America run by leftists. It's that simple. The evidence is right in front of you. Every single large city and all the major crime centers, which are coincidentally the large cities in this country, are run by leftists. All of them. And they're all hellholes. This is what happens when you take away the innate human desire to achieve and the need to chase one's dreams. And when you punish accomplishment, and when you overtax accomplishment, you drive the accomplishers, the people who actually build stuff and make stuff, you drive them out because you're taking all their money, all their profit, to give it to people who aren't doing anything. It's called redistribution of wealth, and it's so damaging to both parties, to the parties who are being robbed from, and it's really just as damaging to the parties who are being given the booty, just as damaging to them. Again, takes away the human desire to achieve, the need to chase a dream. So instead of freeing these humans to pursue life, liberty, and happiness, the human is encouraged to take it easy. Relax. Let Santa Claus come to town and stuff all the free things you could ever want down your little chimney. It's all made in China, but shut up and take it. It's free. Oh, this kills the human spirit. Yes, it does. Eventually, it does. Likewise, look at the pathetic lack of growth in the Christian religion. Same principle. I know people who have been in the same denomination, I told you this yesterday, for like 30 years. There's no spiritual growth. They still believe the same lie of eternal torment, the same lie of free will, the same lie of the Trinity, and they're all still as self-righteous as they've ever been, even more, in fact. Their self-righteousness grows with every year that they wither away in the institution. This is because they've been locked down by over-regulation. They've not been told about their freedom in Christ. They've been made deathly afraid to wander outside of the church walls. They might fall. They might fail. Yes, but we have to fall and fail occasionally in order to grow. Oh, but no. Organized religion, like leftist government, removes all the risk. They both bring you into, quote, a safe life, unquote, which is in fact a killing life. What a misnomer. Presented as a safe life, in fact, a killing life. Whew. Kind of false advertising there, wouldn't you say? The Ten Commandments purported to bring you into righteousness. Leftist government purports to bring you into nirvana, political utopia. It never works. Look at the places where it's being practiced. It never works. It wasn't designed to work. This side of the return of Christ. Only free people can grow. Freedom is frightening at times. Yes, it is. But it's the path to life and liberty. The worst crimes against humanity have come directly via the intervention of leftist government and organized religion. Ooh, sorry to have to end part two of this diatribe with that truth, but it's a devastating truth. And as for me and my household, give me liberty or give me death.